Now, it's 5-8. Here's for something even more steeped in legend and myth than the Champions League final.
There are markings. It's some form of Elvish. I can't read it.
There are few who can. The language is that of Mordor, which I will not utter here.
Mordor?
In the common tongue, it says one ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, find them.
Oh, that was the film adaptation of The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, of course. Now, Tolkien died more than 40 years ago, but his work as an author hasn't come to an end by the looks of it, because this week a new book by him was released 100 years after it was first conceived. It's called Beren and Lúthien, and it tells the story of a love between a mortal man and an immortal elf. The book was edited by Tolkien's son, Christopher. Dr. Dimitra Femi is with me now. She's a senior lecturer in English at Cardiff Metropolitan University and a Tolkien specialist. So, Dimitra, tell me about this book, first of all.
Well, it is a story, it's a love story, actually, and it is a story that's very much rooted in Tolkien's own youth and his own memory of the early years with his wife, really. There's a very personal connection here. There is this lovely scene he describes of her dancing for him in a little sort of wooded area in East Yorkshire. And this became a key image in the story. And of course, you know, there are a number of elements here that we know from other legends. So the fairy woman and the mortal man, you know, a very, very common motif in European folklore. At the same time, there's a big battle going on in Middle-earth at that point. There's a big good and evil sort of struggle. And interestingly, we have a bit of a reversion of the Orpheus myth there as well, because Beren dies and Lúthien has to go and retrieve him from, you know, the halls of Mandos.
So right, from the underworld, as we might call it.
The other world, yes.
The other world. Right, yes. Okay, yeah. And obviously, Tolkien remains the subject of fascination for so many people. What's the lasting appeal of his work, do you think?
I think there are a number of things. It's, you know, he's the father of modern fantasy. He has established a genre that's actually continuing to be very, very popular. If you think about George R.R. Martin, if you think about sort of children's fantasy, the Harry Potter books, you know.
Martin, we should say, is that very successful fantasy series whose name, all the sex and nudity, and its name escapes me. What's it called?
Song of Ice
Game of Thrones.
Fire or Game of Thrones in the adaptation.
Right,
that's right.
Right.
So there is this appeal of the... I think there's also the appeal of reusing legend and myth, just like you said at the beginning. Fantasy is somehow recovering stories that we've been telling for hundreds and thousands of years, and it's reshaping them in new ways. It also talks about things that often mainstream literature doesn't want to go anywhere near, like what happens after we die, where does evil come from, you know, big sort of existential, even sort of philosophical questions. So there are a number of things. The world building as well, that you immerse yourself in an imaginary world of such detail and, you know, verisimilitude that you feel that it is real, that, you know, it is a historical sort of art, a historical reality that you can research and sort of understand.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that the level of detail. It is something that, you know, somebody can dive into and not need to come up for air for, well, decades, really, I suppose.
That's very true. And in a way, Tolkien sort of lived in this world, I think. You know, he sort of inhabited this dual reality. For him, it was real. You know, we have people that knew him later on in life that said that he referred to his world as if it was a historical reality, in a way. And, you know, he invented whole languages to be used in that world, to be used by his characters, one of them inspired by Welsh, very, very famously. Sort of. And talking about sort of new Tolkien books coming out, you know, we seem to be having about one a year at the moment. There's still so much he wrote, so much time he invested on that imaginary world, that there's still so much material we haven't seen. I mean, I co-edited one last year on Tolkien's invented languages, so that was new Tolkien again coming out. And I think we haven't seen everything yet. To be honest.
Wow. Okay, so we'll be having you back to tell us about the next one in due course, by the sounds of it, Dimitra. We'll look forward to that. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Dr. Dimitra Femi there, who is a Tolkien specialist based at Cardiff Metropolitan University.